Our scripture this morning is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. This little passage, three short little verses, holds so much. Honestly, I think it's one of those passages where we would benefit from memorizing it, or at least printing it out and sticking it on our fridge to remind us of its importance and the guidance that is there. And what makes these verses so impactful and so important for us is that right in the verse it says, this is God's will for you. So many of us live our lives when I wonder what God's will is for my life. Right here. To always be joyful, to never stop praying, and to be thankful in all circumstances. There's no confusion. There's no deep theological explanation needed. It is quite clear. And as I was meditating on this passage, it occurred to me that they're actually written in reverse order of achievement. You can't always be joyful until you've established a good prayer life. And you can't establish a good prayer life without gratitude, because it's entering into his courts with gratitude. And we can't embrace God's will for us unless we are first established in Jesus. So step one is to belong to Jesus Christ. Well, that's the easiest step, so I'm glad it's first. We could already knock that one out, check mark. Belonging to Jesus is simply acknowledging that he paid the price for you at the cross and receive his gift of love and righteousness. Receiving it simply means opening your heart towards Jesus to say, I believe that you love me and I believe that you died for me. You now belong to Jesus. The harder part comes next. We belong to Jesus. When we belong to Jesus, we're reconciled back to God, and now we can embrace God's will for us. And that's where a little bit more work needs to happen. A little practice and some learning and making mistakes. It's a process by which we learn to surrender our rights for God's way. So, for example, we have the human right to be angry when we're wronged. But we surrender that right to walk in God's peace. We have the right to hold a grudge when somebody hurts us. But we surrender that right to walk in God's forgiveness. Learning to surrender is a process. It's part of this journey of our faith. And as we experience God's faithfulness, we trust him more, and the surrendering becomes easier and, in fact, desirable to us. We want to surrender those things because we see the lasting fruit that is produced in our life when we do things God's way. And the first big thing to step in surrendering is being thankful in all circumstances. All circumstances. I bet every one of you could think of a circumstance that you'd rather not be thankful for. So I thought, you know, I'd look up the Greek word that we translate to all and see if it's a little bit gray, and maybe there's, you know, a little leniency that there could be some circumstances that we don't have to be grateful for. And this is what the Greek translation says. It means every and all manner of. Be thankful in every and all manner of circumstances. Sounds like all. But when we do this, we are actually expressing our trust in God, that God is in our midst and is working in this circumstance. Now, God does not cause bad things to happen, but God will use them for his purpose, to grow us, to strengthen our faith. So with grateful hearts, we cling to a verse like Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. So we can be thankful because we know that what we are going through, God's in it. We are about to have a God encounter. We are going to see our Heavenly Father at work. That's why James can write in chapter 1, verse 2, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy." When God shows out in your life, it is a cause for great joy. And what bridges our thankfulness in the troubles to great joy is prayer. And prayer is focusing on God, handing things over to God. It's trusting God's love in those moments. So thankfulness through prayer produces joy, just like Paul told us in this passage we read. God tells us that through thanksgiving, the peace of God will guard your hearts. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." It means you'll have peace that doesn't make sense to anyone else. It surpasses understanding. And what is it guarding our hearts and minds from? From the whispers of the evil one who is intent on making you anxious and fearful. A grateful heart is good for our spiritual well-being and our emotional peace. And this shines a light on the importance of having a grateful heart, living from a place of gratitude. Gratitude is required for growth to happen in any area of our faith. So how do we cultivate a grateful heart? Well, being grateful requires a humble heart. A humble heart is a heart that God can work with and bless. There's many passages that talk about this. And to humble yourself before the Lord simply means to recognize his supreme authority and power. And to adopt an attitude of submission, letting go of our rights for God's way. An attitude of reverence for how amazing God is. And dependence on God. Now, if we really know who God is, this isn't really hard to do. King David expressed his humility like this in Psalms 8:4. "What are mere mortals that you should think about them? Human beings that you should care for them." Humility is a vital Christian virtue and a prerequisite for receiving God's favor, honor, and grace. Humility opens the door to gratitude because humility never takes the position that you owe me something. We recognize that everything we have has already been provided by God. So nothing is owed to us. God doesn't owe us anything, and no one else owes you anything either. Humility doesn't place expectations on other people. And when we put an expectation on them, we can't feel gratitude in the same way because they've just lived up to the expectation. But if we don't have it there and they do the very same thing, we can have room for gratitude. For example, an employee gets paid to do a certain job and they do that certain job, their bosses don't typically extend gratitude because they did what they were paid to do. Or if someone comes to your house and does a job for you, we expect it to be done the way that we've asked. Do we express gratitude? Practicing gratitude allows us to see others' actions without some preconceived expectations. So then we can be genuinely appreciative of what they've done. Gratitude's more than just a polite response. It's actually a transformative power in your life. Gratitude is a posture of the heart that focuses on the giver, not just the gift. Cultivating gratitude can become this integral part of our daily life. It shapes how we interact with other people, with family members, and it shapes how we handle life's circumstances. In many ways, gratitude is a spiritual practice. And cultivating a grateful heart may look like this. Regularly practice giving thanks. Being super intentional about expressing your gratitude, even when somebody's just met your expectations. Go beyond just thank you to express your heart. Maybe if you're a journaling type, keeping a gratitude journal, which can just simply be a list of the things that you're grateful for. And what the advantage of doing that is it helps you to notice. Because we live life too fast and we don't stop to notice. But when you're writing into a gratitude journal, you're actually training yourself to see the things each day that you should appreciate. Saying grace at every meal, some of you probably already do this. But sometimes we just do grace at the big meals. But we should say grace, really, anytime we're privileged to have something to eat. It doesn't have to be a big show. It can be quiet in your head. But it's an expression of gratitude. And really be intentional about taking notice and appreciating the little things that God does. Express gratitude regardless of the situation. Just like the scripture said, be thankful in all circumstances. So praise God when all is well and praise God when it's not. There's an awesome song by Casting Crowns called I'll Praise You in the Storm. That's when our praises are the most powerful. Because worship is the byproduct of a grateful heart. So worship. And trust that whatever this bad circumstance is, God's working in it to produce something good. Lean into the strength and peace that gratitude provides. Make gratitude a part of your interactions with other people. Be thankful and say so. Be grateful even when they simply just met your expectations. How do you feel when someone thanks you for a job well done? We all feel good. And so we have the ability to make others feel that way. So let's not take them for granted. And as we cultivate a grateful heart, we will see more clearly the wondrous gift of our own salvation and the daily mercies that we receive. To mention this incredible privilege that we have of living with God's presence. God is with us. In a world that often emphasizes what we lack, in a world that cultivates this I want more culture, let us focus on the abundance of God's love and grace, for that is truly all that we need. Gratitude in all things will bring us peace and happiness. And it's God's will for us, because our lives will become a beacon of light as we express and are thankful for God, as we come into his presence thanksgiving. As we engage in the good deeds that flow from a grateful heart, we become a beacon of hope, encouraging others to join in the victory march of thanksgiving. May the Lord of all creation shower his blessings and favor upon you. May the Lord of the harvest grace your Thanksgiving table with his presence and fill your loved ones with peace. May the Lord of salvation guide you all the days of your lives. And may God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forevermore. Go now in peace.